on Missouri Net. I'm Bill Wise. A Franklin County woman in eastern Missouri who was pictured during the U.S. Capitol riot with a broken sign that identified House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office has turned herself into the FBI. 21-year-old Emily Hernandez appeared with her lawyer on a Zoom call to hear the charges against her. She's charged with five misdemeanors, including knowingly entering a restricted building without authority, demonstrating in the Capitol, stealing, and knowingly engaging in disorderly conduct in a restricted building with intent to impede the government. She was ordered released on her own recognizance. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is using his protest power in the Senate again to try to block a key Biden nominee.
Senator Hawley said he would block a quick approval of the confirmation of Alejandro Mayorkas to lead DHS. Now the nomination goes to the full Senate, leaving no one immediately in charge of DHS after today, and no one confirmed by the Senate since almost 2 years ago. Hawley says he's blocking the nomination because Mayorkas would not commit to continuing to spend $1.4 billion to grow the border wall with Mexico. And Hawley says the nominee did not explain enforcement of border security to his liking. With a new Democratic majority in the Senate and the expected support of some Republicans, the confirmation is still most likely to happen anyway. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
Legislation establishing a Second Amendment Preservation Act had support from rural Missourians during yesterday's Senate committee hearing in Jefferson City. Battlefield GOP State Senator Eric Burleson, the bill's sponsor, predicts President-elect Joe Biden's administration will push for gun control.
Gun bans directly, magazine bans, attacks on private gun manufacturers, red flag laws, and restrictions on individual citizens from buying firearms.
Burleson's bill declares that it's the duty of the courts and law enforcement agencies to protect the rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. Missourians who are first responders, 65 years of age or older, or have certain serious health problems are now eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccination. But State Health Department Director Randall Williams says there's not enough vaccine to immunize all the people who fall into that category.
We are getting about 80,000 vaccines a week, and we have about 2 million people to vaccinate who are now eligible for the vaccine. Of the 2 million people, 1.9 are going to get an answer that we don't have vaccine this week.
To get vaccinated, Williams says you'll need a photo ID and your health insurance information. And Sports Channel ESPN says Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has cleared, quote, some big steps, but is still going through the NFL's concussion protocol. It's too early to determine whether the Chiefs star will definitely play in Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.